Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
That is amazing.
Totally amazing.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we played that in the afternoon, and I was, later in the show, and I was talking about how I struggle with that, so I just keep putting up emojis instead of words.
Well, I mean, you know, words are okay still.
I mean, sometimes, but I put up a story yesterday about this guy in Alabama who redid like a Can't Touch This parody about things you can't touch at school.
Yeah.
And I wrote, this is fantastic. And one of the listeners was like, don't you mean amazing? And I'm like, no.
Yeah, that's, the high school principal, I guess.
Yeah, so it's a high school principal in Alabama. He redid, like, this little parody that Can't Touch This. It's super, super cute. It's getting all kinds of, like, crazy love.
But I love that guy.
Yeah, it's on our Q102 Jeff and Jen Facebook page. That dude can dance, too.
He sure can.
He really has all the moves.
All right.
It's an original, you know, song for him.
Well, check it out. Also coming up, are Kim and Kanye trying to save their marriage, or is Kim looking for a way out? Portia de Rossi is standing by Ellen, and the XFL has been sold to Dwayne The Rock Johnson. The first E! News of the day is coming up straight ahead. Let's begin this hour's E! News with Kim and Kanye this morning.
Yes, well, TMZ is saying that Kim and Kanye West are desperately trying to save their marriage. Evidently, on Sunday, they boarded one of their private jets, and they're leaving for a family vacation.
Oh.
Yep, so it seems like they got a lot of stuff to talk about. And, like, in addition to Kanye's presidential campaign, which I guess Kim is not very happy about whatsoever, they're also going to talk about everything that he talked about during his rally in South Carolina when he was talking about her not wanting to be pregnant.
I just assumed the Kardashians engineered that.
You thought that was all fake?
I mean, at the very least, you know, part of the storyline. But
yeah, I don't know. I think that he is kind of like, because of his diagnosis of being bipolar, I think that sometimes maybe he goes off his medication and they don't really know what he's going to do. And then I don't see that.
Kardashians don't like it when people go rogue.
I know. And I cannot imagine them making this like the storyline.
Did you clear it through Chris?
Yeah.
Did you clear it through Chris?
Well, remember he called her Chris Jong-un like in one of his tweets when he was like very adamant.
She runs the show. Nobody makes a move without clearing it through Chris.
Yeah. Well, other sources are telling us that Kim is actually finished with the marriage. It's just a total nightmare for her.
She's done.
She is looking for a way out, but she's trying to be nice about it, mostly for the children. And I did hear that. I did hear that the kids have been her number one priority throughout. Like, they've been spending a lot of times just being completely sheltered from the entire situation. So I think merely just the fact that her and Kanye and the kids are all together, that's kind of a very big step for towards them working it out, in my opinion. You know, as your close rep.
Yes.
I'm your personal representative for the Kardashian family.
I appreciate that.
Welcome.
What else do we have here this morning? Ellen DeGeneres continues to be in the news. Her wife, Portia de Rossi, stepped up yesterday, posting a message on Instagram that said, "I stand by Ellen." She added, "To all of our fans, we see you. Thank you for your support." Last week, Ellen reached out to employees to apologize for the alleged toxicity on the set of her show. She took responsibility and promised that things would change. That, however, did not stop the hashtag Replace Ellen from trending yesterday.
Oh, yeah. That story's getting a lot of
Buzz, a lot of traction. People were even suggesting replacements like Steve Carell, Harry Styles, Adam Sandler.
Do you think any of these people would do a talk show every single day?
No.
That's my thing. Like, I think these people would be great replacements, don't get me wrong, but do you genuinely think Harry Styles is going to sit down every day, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and record two shows a day?
No.
No way.
Now, I did hear James Corden's name tossed around, and I think he'd be great. You know, I think he'd be open to it.
Ellen already has a show, so yeah.
He does, but he wouldn't be the first guy to take on more than one job. Ellen's producers say she's not quitting, But the not always reliable British tabloids say a search for her replacement is underway. And the candidates they're looking at include Sean Hayes.
So now, I think he would do it.
He would do it. I think he'd be good at it.
I think he would definitely do it because he fills in for Ellen all the time when she goes on vacation or when she was taking like little sabbaticals.
Kristen Bell was another name. I think she'd be great.
I think she would do it too.
Melissa McCarthy. Yeah, maybe. And then Jennifer Aniston. I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't think she has enough time.
But again, Ellen's producers say she's not quitting. I feel like I got to look into this. I got to check this. But I feel like she just signed another long-term deal that was supposed to take her through 2022. But that's all I know, folks.
I remember she was going to quit. And then her brother was the one that roped her back in and was like, you got to keep doing good stuff for the world. Yeah. That's what I think you're thinking about.
Yeah. Sounds familiar.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.